This morning, folks, as we take a look at Jonah and we take a look at the grace that God has shown to Jonah and the relentless grace that he's shown to Jonah. But you stop and think this morning, and I want us to think about ourselves, because we're really no different than Jonah. We ourselves are fearful. If when you hear this and you hear the scripture, we're fearful. We're very selfish, we're spiteful, and we're proud. Is that, you know anyone like that? If you're not, I do myself. I'm fearful, selfish, spiteful, proud. Sometimes, no matter how hard I try not to be, sometimes that enters in the way that we live our life. Jonah, he was... We know, as Brian was telling us last week, he was given a message that to deliver for the Lord, and Jonah decided that he did not like these people in Nineveh, and he was going to take this and go the opposite direction. And we know that today, as we pick up in verse 4, that God says to Jonah, you know, Jonah, you can do whatever you want to do, but I'm in control. I'm in control of your life. Always, God is in control of our lives, folks. And he says to Jonah, he said, you know, you can do this the easy way, or you can do it the hard way. Jonah chose to start out the hard way, and he begins to realize that there's no way that he's going to be able to conquer God. So he begins to realize that he has made a very, very bad mistake. Let's start with the fourth verse. But the Lord hurled a powerful wind over the sea, causing a violent storm that threatened to break the ship apart. Fearing for their lives, the desperate sailors shouted to their gods for help and threw the cargo overboard to lighten the ship. But all this time, Jonah was sound asleep down in the hold. So the captain went down after him. How can you sleep at a time like this? He shouted. Get up and pray to your God. Maybe he will pay attention to us and spare our lives. Then the crew cast lots to see which of them had offended the gods and caused the terrible storm. And when they did this, the lots identified Jonah as the culprit. Why has this awful storm come down on us? They demanded. Who are you? What is your line of work? What country are you from? What is your nationality? And Jonah answered, I'm a Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the land. Well, the sailors were terrified when they heard this, for he had already told them he was running away from the Lord. Oh, why did you do it? They groaned. And since the storm was getting worse all the time, they asked him, what should we do to you to stop this storm? Throw me into the sea, Jonah said, and it will become calm again. I know this is terrible. I know this terrible storm is all my fault. Instead, the sailors rowed even harder to get the ship to the land. But the stormy sea was too violent for them, and they couldn't make it. Then they cried out to the Lord, Jonah's God. Oh, Lord, they pleaded, don't make us die for this man's sin, and don't hold us responsible for his death. Oh, Lord, you have sent this storm upon him for your own good reasons. Then the sailors picked Jonah up, threw him into the raging sea, and the storm stopped at once. The sailors were all struck by the Lord's great power, and they offered him a sacrifice and vowed to serve him. This is a reading of God's word for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You know, folks, as we hear this story, we know that God says, Jonah, if you're going to continue to do what I've to continue not to do what I've asked you to, then you're determined to do things your way, then I am going to bring upon you this great storm. Now, what you do with it is going to be totally up to you. I'm sure a lot of us has had a great storm brought upon us in our life. because we heard God's voice. And we've heard Him tell us to do different things at different times. And we've decided to do things in a different direction, to do things totally opposite way. And God brings these storms upon us. Jonah he's so much like me, I could never tell you. But the thing that I like about Jonah is the fact that he takes personal responsibility. Because the storm's cast upon him. He's down in the hull of the boat. That's where he went when he got on the boat. He went down as deep as he could go in the hull of this boat and found him some stuff to lay around on and to take a nap. And so we know that he's down there asleep. Now, we stop and we think about Jonah. He is in a downward spiral, folks. When we disobey God, I don't care what He's wanting you to do. When you disobey God, you start out in a downward spiral. And you're on a downhill swing. You might not think you are, but he went down to Joppa. That was the first thing he done. He went down into the ship. He went down into the deep water after they threw him in the water. He went down into the belly of the fish. And then he went in the fish, swallowed him up, and he went down into the depths of the sea. And Jonah was not able to escape the presence of the sovereign Lord. So you stop and you think about that, folks. Down, down, down. He continued. Everything he done was taking him further down. Now, God's grace is there available to every one of us. And if you can't think about when God has spread His grace upon you, then I'd like for you to take this afternoon and just think about, how has God's grace been upon my life? Every one of us, He has poured it out upon us, I guarantee you. My life, He poured it out upon me from a young age. And it's been such a blessing to know and look back and to see the stories of when I thought that I was doing things my way, when I thought that I had walked away from God and He wasn't paying any attention to me, that I was able to do things the way I wanted to do them and do it for myself instead of God. He was right there, and He was pouring His grace out upon me. Many, many, many stories I could stand here and tell you about how God had poured His grace upon me. But it tells us that as they got Jonah up and they cast lots and it fell on him. You got to stop and think about this, folks, just for a minute. This story is so much like where we're living today. Jonah got on this boat. He got down in the belly of this boat. He told them that I'm going away from the Lord. I'm going to Joppa, away from what God's wanting me to do. But it was because of his hatred that he was doing it. The hatred he had in his heart for these other people. And what does God teach us? He was teaching the same thing then in those days that he teaches us today. That we have to love the Lord our God and to love our neighbors. And it's no different no matter what year you're living in. And Jonah, his hatred for these people is so bad that he is desiring for them to be completely destroyed. He thinks if I don't go tell them that what God's wanting me to tell them, then he'll just destroy them. And that's good enough for them because they're living a life that's totally out of sync with God. Now, you got to stop and think again. Jonah is a prophet for God. He's not just like some dude that just walked up on the street and God said to Jonah, hey, Jonah, I need you to do this for me. And Jonah said, oh, no, I'm not going to do that. He is a prophet for God. He knows, folks, more than we know. And yet he chooses to do things his way. Now we get to this point where he is on the boat and they wake him up and they say, Jonah, get up here. We're going to have to cast lots to find out who it is on this boat that is doing something against God's will. And they did. And at that time, at that point, at that very given time, He owns up that, yeah, it's me. I'm the cause of the storm. Just, he didn't offer to jump off of the boat, did he? He didn't say, I'll just jump off and y'all be fine. But you got to stop and look at the story. It was the pagan captain. This guy didn't believe in God. He's the one that has to go down and get Jonah and bring him up. He's the one that has to say, pray to your God, Jonah. If you're the one that is worshiping God, you say he's the creator of the heavens and the earth and the seas, then you pray to him and see if you can get this to stop. And they cast the lots, and God allowed it to fall on Jonah. And we know that after it fell on Jonah, Jonah took full responsibility. He said, just throw me over. It'll stop. Just throw me overboard. Folks, today, we as Christians, we as people of the times that we're living in, if nobody knows it, it's okay. Well, God knows it. And Jonah was saying, if nobody knows it, I'm not going to tell them any more than I have to. I'm not going to share with them anything that I don't have to tell them. I never dreamed that God was going to create such a storm that this ship's going to break up, kill us all. But being he has, I'm just going to go ahead and tell them, it's me, and I'll just throw me overboard. He takes full responsibility after he's been mashed on, not before. And that's where we're at as Christians today. We take responsibility. We take responsibility as being a Christian. We take responsibility for loving God, but only after we've been mashed on a little bit. Not just in general do I walk up and tell Brian that, hey, I'm all about the Lord, Brian. That's not how conversations go. We are today in a world where we talk about everything first before we talk about the Lord. But we know that as God's grace had it, when they threw Jonah over, God's grace, folks, then the sea became calm. He not only saved Jonah, he saved these other men. He saved everyone. And in doing so, these other men became believers, and they began to pray to God also. You see, God works in mysterious ways, folks. We don't understand how he works. We don't understand the things that he does. It's all around us every day. God's working in our lives. But there's one thing that I do know, and I've come to understand very, very clearly, and that is the fact that God allows these storms in our life. And it's like we used to be in, Pete, when we was in school, and we'd have a test, and we'd think, Lord have mercy, she going to give us a test on that? We just talked about that yesterday. That's all we ever done. Now we're going to have a little pop-up test. Well, that's what life is. It's just like a little pop-up test. God allows these troubles to come, and he sees how you can react to them, how you'll answer the question, how you'll handle it. And so we know that these storms that occur in our life, folks, is God allowing us to have these troubles to see if we will realize that it is his grace that will pull us through. The storms of our life, folks, are no different than they were of these people at that given day. Storms of our life, we have different things happening in our life than they did because they were living in different times. But they were human just like we are. And storms come and storms will go. You know, we've been in a pretty good storm in my life the last couple of weeks. It's just been like a big whirlwind. And you're just wondering, well, where in the world are we going to wake up in the morning? What's going to happen? What's going to be doing? What's going to be going on? And it seems like whatever that storm is, if we just back up and kind of give God the acknowledge God that he's in the middle of the storm, and we just back up and give him time, then it just settles down. It begins to just settle down. And every day is the very same way. It's been that way now for a couple of weeks in my life. Every day has been a whirlwind, and I'm wondering, what's going to take place today? What's going to happen today? How's my sickness in my family going to play out today? How's everything that's going on with all of my kids and all of my grandkids and all the things that's happening in my life? How is this going to play out? But folks, it's only when I pray about it. It's only when I allow these storms to come, and when they get here, to learn to lean on God. Lean on God. Don't run from them. You can't run from them, because God has full control of them. I told Brian the other day, we was talking about a storm at the cemetery. And I said, I was at the cemetery one day, and a storm came up. Had a funeral. Excuse me. And we was at this funeral, and this storm comes up, and it just out of the clear blue. And all at once, we're standing there under the tent, graveside, and we're trying to get the service over with. Next thing I know, tent's gone. Whew. It just left me. And everybody run, and everybody screamed, and everybody was hollering, and it was like, and I just stood there, and I never moved. I just stood there with the Bible, and the stake, one of them poles, came down, just went whop right in front of me. And I still just stood there. And when it was all said and done, they said, well, you never run, you never done anything. I said, where would I run? How could I run from something like that? Because you can't run from a storm, folks. Like, it's already there. Where do you go? And everything turned out just fine. Nobody got hurt. Everybody just got wet and got their, you know, just got real nervous. But it was very exciting there for just a minute or two. But that's the way our life is. You can't run from it. You might as well just stand still and tell God, I know you have control of this storm. I can't go anywhere. First of all, I'm too fat and old to run, and I couldn't go anywhere. And I said, I'm just good to just be right here. But until we realize that we actually can't run from God, then we're going to be running in circles every day of your life. This is such a good story about grace, because we see that these sailors were pagans, folks. They didn't believe in the God that Jonah was worshiping, and yet they prayed to Jonah's God, don't hold this against us, the blood of this man, when we throw him overboard. They really realized that it was going to be on their hands. This blood was on their hands. And they begin to pray to Jonah's God. They begin to show favor to Jonah's God. And we know that they came at the end and prayed to God. The sailors were awestruck. They were afraid of the Lord's great power. And they offered him a sacrifice and vowed to serve him. You see, God uses everything and everyone to his favor and to his good. God has full control of everybody. We see a lot of things in the world today. We're seeing lots of things happening in the world around us, folks. And it kind of reminds me if a prophet, some prophet was asked to come and preach in America, they might say, well, they're getting just about what they deserve because they're, you know, the way they act, they're so proud. They're so afraid. They're so selfish and spiteful to everybody. Not everyone's like that. But folks, as a nation, we see people look at us each day, and they have no concern for you. They have no love that shows through for you at all. We're living in times when it's just changed. Things have changed. And I guess the one thing that probably bothers me the most about the times we live in is the fact that we see kids that don't respect elders. We see kids, you know, younger generations than me. We see younger generations that don't have any love. They don't have any communication skills to talk to others. And it bothers me because Brian knows if I come to Brian, if I see him, I'm fixing to talk. He knows that. And I see anybody, I'm fixing to talk to him. And that's just the way I am. I love people. And if you'll talk to me, I will talk back. But folks, I think that's the way that we show God's love to others. It's by seeing what need they have. Seeing what if that need can be shown as God's love to them. Me and Tammy delivered flyers for Callie Friday and Saturday. And Friday, we were delivering flyers. We stopped to get some gas, and there was an old man. He was 84 years old. He couldn't get that pump to work at all. Well, I have a hard time with the pump. Tammy has to help me sometimes because they don't act right, you know. And they're just aggravating. I'm old. I'm not very techy. Brian was there. I'd say, come here, dude, help me with this pump because he knows what the deal is. I don't. But this, and Tammy's texting me on the phone. Come on, come on. We're late. Come on. And I'm looking in there, and I'm saying, hey, I'm trying to help this dude. She said, you're talking. I said, yeah, I'm trying to get this pump to work. You know, I'm trying to show this guy a little love here, you know. And I finally did get the pump to work. And that guy was so, so happy that I stayed. I stayed there. He said, it's not going to be right when it turns off. I know it's not. And I can't walk in that store. I can't walk to get there. I said, no, dude, I'm not going anywhere. We're going to let the thing run when it cuts off. If you got to go to the store, I'll go to the store for you. And I said, babe, I'm trying to help this dude. And you're wanting me to come on. Come on. She said, I thought y'all were just talking. I said, no, I wasn't just talking. But that's what love is, folks. That's how we communicate with not only others, but with God. Jonah, he didn't want to communicate with God. He wanted God to leave him alone, let him go on, do whatever. He'd go to the far ends of the earth to get away from God. And he wasn't coming back home either. He was going to stay there if God would just leave him alone. But God's grace poured out upon Jonah, even to the point when they threw him over the ship, over the side of the ship, God had prepared a place for Jonah. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine how it must have felt to the people that was on that ship when they got probably back to the port, and there was Jonah at some point, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 years down the road, there's Jonah. Dude, we throwed you over the ship. You know, what are you doing here? And, you know, that's kind of the way it would been. It would have made believers out of them then, for sure, had they not become believers while they were on the ship. God's grace, folks, it's the most wonderful thing in the world. He offers it to every one of us. He makes and prepares a way for you. He makes a place for you. And even in the worst days of your entire life, He is right there holding your hand. Now, you may not want to reach and get it. You might be all mad and huffed up about what He hasn't done for you to the point that you'll decide just to leave Him alone. But He's there to hold your hand and to walk with you. This is true, real people. This is a real story, folks. You know, if you look back through a lot of the prophets in the Bible, God tells them to do something, and they do it. And the story goes on. But here is a wonderful, wonderful story about a man that was told he was given something to do, and he didn't do it. And the story stops what God is wanting him to do right here. And we got to talk about this guy for a minute because he is not doing what he's supposed to do. And the story begins to play out about him, about God's grace, and about how God deals with him. And then he ends up going and taking care of business. We're going to be picking up next week, and Brian will, and I think the 17th verse through the first to second chapter, and I hope you're here to hear the continuation of this grace story. And folks, I hope that if you see yourself as being fearful, stop right where you're at and get down on your knees and talk to God about it. Because let me tell you, fear is for real. And fear will take you over, especially if it's dealing with something that you don't know anything about, or something that you're wishing wasn't that a way. Or just stop and talk to God about it. God is your peace. Don't be selfish. Don't be spiteful to others. And sure, don't be proud about what you are versus what someone else is. That's not the way you live a life based in Jesus' foundation. Think about it. Think about Jonah. Think about the sailors. Think about how they reacted by giving their life to Christ, to begin to worship Jonah's God instead of their gods. How God became so real to them as well as he did to Jonah again. Think about it. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.